I can't believe it. I can't believe it.
What can't you believe?
I've lost my bleeding teeth.
Perhaps we can help you.
Where the heck have they gone?
Where did somebody take them from you, or?
I don't know.
Do you know where you are?
Where I am? Sitting in the bleeding chair, Mrs.
Yes, yes.
Yeah?
Can you remember the room that you're in? Are you in a hospital?
No.
In your own home? You'll understand why I ask in a minute.
I'm on the park bench, aren't I?
Oh, I see.
Looking at the little birds.
But you've lost your teeth.
I lost my bleeding teeth.
Well, that's a shame. But
I wonder if it's in them old sandwiches.
I don't know.
So you have a look for me, dear.
I will. But if you just listen for a moment, that it may help you. Well, I hope so.
No.
Did you feel unwell?
No.
You felt no pain, no nothing?
Well,
no. Never mind about your teeth for the moment.
I got so. I can't afford another set.
No. We'll find them. But did you have any pain or just tired? Were you very tired?
I'm always tired, my dear. Always tired. Mm-hmm.
So, how old are you? You're quite
92.
Old. Oh, my word, that's a good age, isn't it?
Yeah.
And you sat in the park?
Sat in the park on the bench.
I see.
Watching them pretty little birds.
Yeah. But did you ever think what would happen when you died, when your time was up and you died?
Yeah, of course I do.
What
all
did
the
you
time.
Think? Did you think that was the end of it?
End of what?
End of, like, say heaven. Did you ever think of going to heaven?
Well, I never thought I'd ever make there.
Well, you, that's what's happened. Something has caused you to die.
Well, and this is heaven.
Well, you'll get there in a minute. You'll get there and your teeth. But as long as you accept what I say...
How can my bleeding teeth travel on their own?
Well, you'd be surprised. Anything can happen. But you understand that you've died.
Well, I find it a bit hard to believe it.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what...
You find my teeth for me, I might. I ain't gonna no bleeding heaven without my teeth.
Look in your hands. And I think you might see your teeth.
Oh, good grief. Who put them there? Who put them in my hands?
I think that the person that's waiting to take you on into spirit put them there for you.
Well, you have to wait a minute. You have to wait a minute.
That feels better, doesn't it?
That's better.
Yeah, I'm sure it does.
You got false teeth?
I've got a few, so I know how it feels.
Oh, right. Bleeding terrible. I feel like you're slurping.
I know. Yes. Yeah, they are very necessary. But what I want you to do is to look ahead of you and you'll see a light, and eventually in that light you'll see someone you probably know that's already died, and they'll be there to help you. So tell me when you...
I wonder if my Clara will come and meet me.
Possibly, if that's what you want, that's probably what it will be.
I doubt it though.
Well, first of all, you see the light. A light.
Light.
Lovely bright
light. What kind of light?
Nice bright light.
Just I don't know if I want to go now.
Well, I think it'd be best.
Do you?
It's where we all go. We start a new life in spirit.
Yeah. There's one thing I don't understand, miss.
Yeah.
Isn't it bleeding crowded?
No. I think that's what most people think. No, I don't think it'll be too crowded. Well, somebody will be there waiting for you.
You sure?
Absolutely. And I've got a feeling it's someone you really want to see.
Yeah. I suppose I better get into the habit.
Yeah, just
of arguing with my Clara. Yeah.
It'd be nice to see her though, wouldn't it? Tell me when you begin to.
I feel quite tired.
Yeah, you need a rest really, but let's get you, say, with Clara.
I can see a small light.
Yeah.
Oh. That's nice. I can hear a voice. Clara. Oh my God, she's not changed one bit.
Well, she can help you.
I feel quite weary.
You're ready to go?
I am.
Yeah, good. When you've had a rest, then you can start living again. Only in spirit.
Thank you, my dear.
Yeah, I'll let you go. I know you'll be fine.